I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top of the world, hey. Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, hey. Been holding it in for a while, hey. Take you with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
I've tried to cut these corners, tried to take the easy way out. I kept on falling short of something. I could have gave up then, but then again I couldn't have, 'cause I've traveled all this way for something.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Chamber Chat. That's right. We are so excited to have in studio with us today the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Christy Bars. Great to see you.
Good to see you too, Mo. Thanks for having me.
I love the song On Top of the World. That's how you feel every day, right?
Every day I'm on top of the world. Yeah, that's true.
Well, it is true. How can you not be, you know, representing this lovely city that we live in? It's all good, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
So you hit a new year, and do you kind of reflect back on the year that was?
We do. We do. So as a nonprofit, actually, from a finance standpoint, we work off of a fiscal year that's October 1st, so we've kind of started a little early, but celebrate our past year with an event, a big event that we do every year.
I love it.
Our annual meeting and awards dinner, and that is coming up in January.
So, oh my gosh.
That is the time that we're able to reflect on the year with all of our chamber members in the same place, and then kind of talk about the future.
You know, it's crazy that you call it a meeting, because it really is so celebratory, and I don't know, it's one of the best meetings I've ever been to.
Oh, well, thank you.
You go to a lot of meetings, too.
too many meetings.
So don't you think that this has a different feel?
It has a much different feel, and we even have there's even a theme this year.
Oh.
We're celebrating 2020 with a Roaring Twenties theme, so everyone gets to dress up, which I know you're super excited about, and...
Yeah, listen, no. I was Vixen at the Christmas party, so remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes. The pin. That's right. It was, yes, you put a lot of effort
into that. I did. Awesome. Actually, somebody else named me, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go for that.
That works.
Better than Donner.
Yeah. Anything's better than Donner.
Anyway, so this is going to be a great opportunity for people to get together. Mm-hmm. And is this event open to anybody, or is it just for the members?
It's really specific to chamber members.
Oh, that's right, because it's a meeting, too.
Right.
Okay. Yes. You don't want
only chamber members are allowed at this meeting.
Yes.
No, it is. It is specific to chamber members, but we have 290 members, so it's a really good turnout, and people bring their spouses. And
think of like larger companies. You can have maybe, you know, 20 people from a company, right?
So that reserve tables. And
yes.
Yeah, it's a really good time. And my favorite part about it is that we get to present community awards. And it's always tough making those decisions, because my gosh, we have so many people to choose from for the business of the year and educator of the year and volunteer of the year. But it's really cool to see those award winners come up and accept.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's chat a little bit. I know you've released the names, and we've certainly posted them online on KDWA. And I know they're all three of them are going to be coming in for interviews with us, which is so great.
Great.
But I want to hear it from you, please.
Sure. So a little bit about the process. We open up the nominations to not just our chamber members, but to the public. And we're really looking for community feedback as to why people feel that our award winners are deserving of the award. And each year I'm really amazed at how many people take the time to nominate, because it does take some time to put thought into it.
Right.
And there's some stipulations behind each one. And so we had great nominations this year. And our Business of the Year was selected by our Executive Committee, which is a committee of the Chamber Board. And that's went to Merchants Bank, which actually Merchants Bank gets nominated almost every year, but it was their year. They absolutely deserve it. They're so involved in the community, and many of their employees were nominated for Volunteer of the Year as well. So it made sense, and and they, you know, had done their remodel a couple of years ago, and so investing in the community that way. And
So how big of a company is Merchants Bank? Do you know?
Well, our local, I don't know as far as employee size or dollar amount, so actually I can't answer that question.
That's okay. I'll ask them when they come
there
in.
There you go. Good.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to guess, but Bruce will be able to give you those answers when he comes in.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. So tell us about the process when you surprise them.
Oh, sure. So we make our announcement, and then it's just the executive committee that knows. We do sometimes release it to our annual dinner committee, because that's also a group of volunteers that put the event together. And then the board chair and I surprise the award winners at their office or at the school or wherever they spend their daily lives, and we let them know that the community has selected them as the volunteer, educator, or business of the year. So pretty exciting.
So Merchants was the last one that you recognized. How did you keep that under your hat? Because you have kind of like a little mole that works at the chamber office.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah. So Merchants Bank's, yes, Merchants Bank's president's wife, Wendy, works in our office. And so I applaud her because she was able to keep that quiet for the whole week. And actually, we, this year, it worked out where our executive committee meeting was right before our annual dinner meeting. So the annual dinner volunteers knew who the award winners were before they did, too. And I think one of them may have accidentally almost slipped up to Merchants Bank at the Christmas party.
Oh, my God.
But was able to cover it up. And they still had no idea, or at least they're telling me they had no idea when I walked in to surprise them.
So now, no, there is always a weak link, isn't
there? Yeah, always, always.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say names, but David Wilson.
It does not. Isn't that sweet? He's so, why would he keep a secret?
I
He's
know.
So transparent.
Congratulations. Oh, for making Hedra?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's why. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know. We got off on a tangent.
Well, I was just saying, so when you went, so did you go through the drive-thru or did you actually go inside?
We went inside and we bring balloons and a little plant and kind of make the announcement to the entire all the employees that are there, and so it's fun. And
oh, I bet that was.
And send it out, and yeah, and it's always fun to do the Educator of the Year because we get to surprise them in front of their students.
Oh my gosh, tell us about that, because I know Mr. Joe Beatty, and he is awesome.
Oh, I know. I don't know him, but I have gotten to know him a little bit just based on the nominations here, and man, he is very well loved and respected.
Tell us a little bit about that, please.
So, He received nominations from his colleagues, teachers, and then also high school students. And they are so well written. And I'm just in awe at all that he has given back to the school. And for those who don't know Mr. Beatty, he's a biology teacher. And he had a really big accomplishment this year when he, through many of his contacts, was able to get 56 acres of land donated to the school district.
Okay, what?
Yeah,
right?
And so, and now he can use that land for into his coursework. And he had created his own class called Field Biology, and so students can, in the fall and spring, go out and actually interact with
nature.
Right, exactly. So yes, he was very humble and surprised when we came into his classroom.
How about the kids? What was that like?
Yeah, I think they know he's a great teacher,
right.
So they applauded. And I have to say that Mike Johnson is excellent to work with. He
can keep a secret.
He can keep a secret, and he was so excited, and he walked with us and made the announcement, and took time out of his busy schedule to honor Mr. Beatty too. So
that's
it was good.
So nice.
Yeah, and I, you know, typically I bring balloons, but I know that Joe is environmentally conscious, so I brought him candy canes, and I don't know if that one. I think that went over well. Here's your plant and candy canes.
That was smart of you. I wouldn't have thought about that. Good for you.
Yeah. So wow. No, he did. It was very, it's always cool to see their
expressions. Where is this 56 acres? And again, I'll probably find out from him.
I don't know.
What the heck?
I will be tuning into that interview as well because I'm not sure.
Unbelievable. That's really something.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Amazing. I'm not sure where it is, but.
Wow.
How one acquires that much land to be donated.
That's a lot of property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. You could do a lot of nature seeking there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then we have Volunteer of the Year, somebody that we know from KDWA. He comes in and chats with us about the Hastings Sings program, Chuck Spavin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was so happy to see Chuck nominated, because there's a man who is volunteering just solely out of the goodness of his heart, like most volunteers. But oftentimes, you know, in our chamber industry, we'll have volunteers who are volunteering because they want to give back to the chamber, but they also want recognition for their business. And, you know, Chuck has been a dedicated Rivertown Days volunteer for so long, and he does it because he truly believes in the event and feels so passionate about making sure that it succeeds. So he puts just as many hours into each day of Rivertown Days managing our music stage as we do as a chamber staff. So we wouldn't be able to run it without him. And then, as you mentioned, he also runs, he's the lead volunteer for an organization called Minnesota Sings, which does our Hastings Sings competition and then also several other singing competitions throughout Minnesota. So 100% dedicates his time to that. And then he also was the lead volunteer in bringing Make Music Day to Hastings, which is going on its third year now. So
how was that? Tell us about when you surprised him.
So unfortunately it wasn't as exciting as the other two, but Chuck and I talk on a regular basis because he is our lead volunteer for Rivertown Days. So he works in Minneapolis and our timing just didn't work out, but I did get to tell him over the phone, and gosh, he was so humbled and excited about it. And I mean, there's a guy that really deserves it.
How great.
Yes.
So what is next then? So these three groups and individuals mm-hmm. will be honored at your meeting.
Yes.
And I know that the meeting is going to be later this month.
It is. It's on Thursday, January 23rd. We're hosting it at the Hidden Greens Event Center, which is where we...
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we hosted it last year and it was so... We got fantastic feedback. And there are... This is one of my favorite events because there are so many chamber members that donate and put effort into making it happen and making our award winners feel honored. So Dan Rother is taking professional photographs of all of the award winners.
Nice.
And we'll be displaying that at the event and then also online. Hastings Community TV is doing specialized videos for our award winners.
And they've won awards with those award-winning videos.
They have. I don't know the name of the awards that they won, but they have won awards with those.
Yes,
so they're very well done. And then they also donate the screens and the production that it's put up on. And we're getting prepared for our 1920s theme. We've got all the decorations going, and I finally bought my dress last night, so hopefully it gets here on time.
Oh, wow. Is it vintage? Or?
It is vintage.
Oh, how
yes,
fun.
I know. So it'll be fun. And then we have Hastings Golf Club is catering. And we have a big silent auction. It'll be a good time.
So let's talk about what else is going on. So you mentioned your year starts in October.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go October to...
The end of September
okay.
is our fiscal year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now we've got the annual dinner. We actually we've been planning Rivertown Days since October. Yes.
Since probably July 30th.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we have the official meeting starting in October, but our forms and event opportunity and parade forms will be sent out here in February, and we've got Women Inspiring Women events coming up, and we have this really cool... I'm going off in a million different directions.
I like that.
So bring
me.
No,
it's all good.
We have this campaign that we started through the tourism that I'm pretty excited about. The chamber and the tourism have talked a lot about this perception of Hastings as being so far away. And
from what? From
so
anything?
Just, yeah, I think from anything. And the reality is that we're actually quite close to almost everything. I mean, especially the Twin Cities. And so
So that's not our perception. That is people's perception that perhaps live in the Twin Cities.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, correct. And so we started this campaign called Get Away to Someplace Close. That is, it's a year-long campaign, and it's hopefully going to overcome that perception that Hastings is so far away. And so we've launched a couple of online campaigns. We have changed all of our printed ad to that. And we're committed to it for an entire year. We're going to see if we see any increased traffic from that Twin Cities area. So,
and how will you measure that?
Yeah, that's tough. But we, our online campaigns are nice because you can track when people click on the ads, and then it can also track when they visit per their phone. So that's, I don't know exactly how it works, but we get formal reports on that, and then we're doing something
cookies,
called
isn't
yeah
it?
Cookies. That's right. That's right. We're going to start this new thing called this retargeting campaign that I don't have all the details worked out on, but it will involve coupons. And so once those coupons are redeemed, then that's another way to track when people are coming from outside of the area.
Wow.
To visit.
So how far of area are? What do you consider close?
We did a 50-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
And we focused on, you know, anywhere from River Falls up through St. Paul, Minneapolis, down to Northfield and through Lakeville.
When you did some of your research, what came back? What is Hastings known for?
So when we did the tourism assessment report with the University of Minnesota, they said our greatest assets are our natural resources, so our access to the rivers, and the bluffs, and just that we're a birding community, and the access to the Carpenter Nature Center. So we've really, our niche markets have been focused on that active lifestyle and pushing the bike trails. I mean,
right.
Our connecting bike trails, 30 miles of in within the city limits, our access to the Vermilion Falls, and in the winter, the two ski hills, the Afton and Welch, which are only 10 minutes away. So that was the number one asset. And then secondary was our history, so that we've really taken time to preserve our history and the historic buildings and the historic downtown, just that experience in itself of the unique shops and family-owned restaurants that you get when you're in this historic downtown. I mean, it's a totally different experience than if you were to go to other Twin Cities suburbs. Mm-hmm. So those were the two main things.
What surprised you about some of the findings?
You know, what surprised me was the need to educate Hastings residents on everything that we have in town. That was actually called out pretty clear. And that was another reason for us to talk about this getaway to someplace close, just to kind of encourage people or remind people of all the amazing things that we have here in town. And I think that people know it, but it's easy when it's so close to you to forget about it.
It
or
is.
Overlook
it's like,
it.
Yes, it's like forgetting how great your husband is.
Right? Does that happen to you sometimes?
Well, you know, I think it happens to all of us.
It's so true.
You know, and then it's like, he is great.
Yeah.
What the heck? And he's right there.
I know.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. So that is interesting, but mm-hmm. I can see that. I think that we probably do take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we kind of said, well, what can we do from a chamber side? And so the chamber piece of this campaign is we're encouraging all of our chamber members to not only shop local, because that's obviously the number one goal for chamber members is to use other chamber members, but to give positive online reviews. And so that's, you know, giving a positive online review on someone's Google page, liking or giving a positive review on their Facebook page, or simply sending them an email with a testimonial that they can put on their website.
Great ideas.
Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging all chamber members to do that with 5 other chamber members.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Great to see you. Didn't time go fast?
It did. I talked way too much. I apologize.
No, you're supposed to, because this show is called
Chamber Chat.
Very good. Great to see you. Christy Varshi is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Christy, where are you located in case people wanted to pop their head in?
Sure. We're located at 314 Vermilion Street, right across 61 from City Hall.
And you have so much information there. People can come in and grab a brochure and
absolutely. And it's not just on Hastings. It's the surrounding areas as well.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.